Gentlemen, I saw a nice story about there was a Zwille Rebbe, Rebbe Gedalia Moshe Goldman, his name was, Zwille Rebbe. It was Nifter not such a long time ago. And he was very, very, very makpid. He was extremely makpid on one of his many chumbos. He was exceptionally makpid on not eating machine matzahs. That was one of his things. Machine matzahs nowhere near. It was like he's one of the very, very, was very stringent about it. Now his daughter got engaged to get married to a very choshev Talmid Chacham who I didn't know, but apparently a lot of people know and knew him, called Reb Shlomo Frishtik. I don't know much to say about him, but I know that people have stories about him as well. Now, Reb Shlomo Frishtik was a very choshev Talmid Chacham, and he became son-in-law by the Zwille Rebbe. Now, that daughter had a problem. That daughter of the Zwille Rebbe became Mrs. Reb Shlomo Frishtik's wife. So she had a problem, because in that family, they ate machine matzahs. Now she was stuck because not her husband, her new husband, and her family, they ate machine matzahs. And by her father, by the Rebbe, Zwille Rebbe, there was no such thing. She knew that her father, it's worse than, it's within the same category as, the worst. Do you know what to do? But she was getting married to him. She was married. She got married, and then she went to her father's Zwille Rebbe. And she asked him, I don't know what. She was very stuck, because she'll go, father, ask me, I don't know what to do. So the maestro, what she did is she went to her holy father, and he said, Daddy, I don't know what to do, because should I not eat machine matzahs? Obviously in our world it's not accepted, but my husband thought, what should we do? And then she looked at her father, Zwille Rebbe, looked at her and said, don't you understand? She had very sharp and disappointed eyes. He looked and he said, don't you understand? I've brought you up and you've been in my house. Don't you have your priorities? He said, after 120, when you go up to Shemayim, do you think that's where the challenge is going to be? Rivkel or whatever, Rochel, I don't know what her name is. Did you eat machine matzah? Do you not eat machine matzah? Do you think that's what the challenge is going to be? The Moshe is going to, at the Kisei HaKovod, you're going to be challenged on, were you nice to people around you? Were you kind? Were you good-hearted? Were you generous? Were you nice? Did you care for others around you? But this machine matzah is going to be, that's very, very low down the list. Don't you get that? That's what my chinuch has been for years. Don't you get that's a. And he was very disappointed in him. And then when she walked away, she realized that yes, of course he's machmir. Of course he was machmir. He was very makpid and everything. But as far as priorities, despite the fact being so stringent on it, it's not something. Yeah, it's you be machmir if you can. Be machmir, but don't be machmir if you. It's part of this, not a significant point. I thought it's an interesting perspective that all the chumras come within, is in a world of within reason. All the chumras are good and nice and everything, but they're all within. It's within a category that we have to realize it's not really the main. Abayis, Simon Lamed Beis. We're going to be learning tonight from Seif. Mem tilts if mem gimel inclusive tonight be'ez Hashem. Lev lamates. I think we did, but I don't mind going over it again. Rabbi said, did we speak about the squareness of the tefillin? I think if that. But in your honor, we'll go very quickly again. No. In your honor, we'll go over it again. Tefillin ben shel rosh ben shel yad alach mishmisina shimruboy. So tefillin, whether they are tefillin shel rosh or shel yad, they are going to be square. Betofun belachsoynon tenu shiribun mechuvun oka kerach void. The width and the length must be identical. Kedei in order shil elim alachsoyn shamur chazal and al. The diagonal must be called amse beribue, amse beterechom shebalach soino. Every amme in its width and length is going to be an amme plus 2/5 in diagonal. Also, the mokem shavon, meaning the titur, meaning the base, must also be a square. Vegamabatim, also the batim. Avala goiva batim, but the height, in terms of the height, and the hakpit, but the height is not of, it's not part of that. You can have any height. If you did them square, but after they got a bit more, it's not round. What is it? If they were square initially and they got a bit more, yeah, chipped, then you should still square them off again. So the batim should be in the same size, where the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh must be about the same size. Seif mem, ha'oir ha'batim, the oir, the skin, the external of the batim, mitzvah, you should do them. La'asoy sam shocho, you must make them black. Tefillin must be black. Mishnah Bozif called Kufpei Base, Kufpei Gimel says, the Kolchkin Shedaktik Ashin Yeshochoye. The shin, which we're going to talk about soon, on the tefillin, the shin on the tefillin must also be black. Velif Omim sometimes machmas roiv yoshna because of its age. Niklaf Mimenu Ashachu, sometimes the blackness gets chipped off, worn off, taken off, fallen off, and you got to make sure that the shin is pure black. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch says the word mitzvah, what does that indicate? What does that mean? Mitzvah la'aseh shochoh should be black. So, right. So, this is normally what we assume when it says mitzvah. In the word of Shulchan Aruch, however, mitzvah, like in Loshna Gemara also, doesn't mean... Pardon? Exactly. So what it means is that it's a bit ironic in a way, but mitzvah normally means that you should do, try to do, but it doesn't matter if you don't. If it doesn't, it's not ma'akev. Can't say it doesn't matter. I can say it's not ma'akev. Mashma says mishbuitz of kuf peidalat. Mashma the b'di'evet enu leikuva. So if it's not complete back, it's not leikuva. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some lenient opinions on that. And if it's not completely black, but yeah, but the mitzvah, the tefillin are still kosher. Kondishul chonoch. Charet shebein bais lebais tzurich shegia ad hatefer. Now this is really interesting halacha. And here again, this is one of the reasons why you've got to make sure to buy a tefillin by a great Yesh Shamayim. Charet shebein bais lebais, the indentation, the charet, the groove, the we know that tefillin is made out of four batim. Now the four batim must be visibly divided. There's really four batim in it. When you open up a tefillin, you'll see there's literally four compartments. So he says, there must be the charitz. You can't just do, if this is the bais, if you look at it from the side, the bottom looks like this, and then the four batim must be literally going down all the way. Ad mokam ha-tefer. Must go all the way. Pardon? You got tefillin downstairs? Let's see if we can. If this is tefillin from the side, you got here the bais, two underneath it. Now these are four compartments here. Can you see what I'm showing? It's a bit hard to see from the side. Can you see four compartments here? These compartments must go all the way down to the mokam ha-tefer, which is this level over here. You must go all the way down. Down. You know what? Actually, do bring them if you don't mind. Down. You must go all the way here, as opposed to just have the bais over here, and then going a little bit down like this, and a little bit down like this. Literally down like this, that's not good enough. Literally, the batim must go all the way to the mokam acharetz. Ve'im lo yahigia k'sheiro, if it doesn't go all the way, then it's still kosher. Ve'hu, and that is she'e nikra acharetz, k'dei she'e dalet roshel nira lakol. But it must be still visibly four compartments. You can't just do like this. Whoops, 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 whoops. That won't be enough. You've got to make sure that it's an indentation which is visibly externally. Now, very good. So we're going to show this now even better. Thank you very much. Very good. Perfect. You know, you hold it, you show this way. Can you see there's the four parshas, which is clearly, you can see it's four different compartments. Now, if there would not be all the way, the compartments will not be visible like this. You say it's going all the way to the Mokam Acharetz. It's going all the way down. It's going all the way down to the Mokam Acharetz. It's going all the way to the Mokam Atfir. It's going all the way down. Now, if it's not going all the way, that's visible. It's recognizable. Absolutely.
They're not like four compartments stuck together.
Very good. So it is four. It's literally four compartments. If you were to open them up, you'll see it's four compartments.
Squashed
together, but it is four compartments. Now, he says, Yeah, you got a good picture there? Yeah. Now, really important, I want to emphasize in Kuf Pei Ches. Nikachet, aval Sri Toir Shima Be'al Meloi Ma'ani Klal. If you were to just have, keep them out, I still need it for a minute. If you were to just make a small indentation, can you bring them a bit? If you just go a little bit down over here, like this, and it wouldn't be visible that it's four compartments, just like a little bit in the top. That's not good enough. The tefillin will not be kosher. He must have some sort of separation between the batim. So it's not good enough. Now, the Mishnah now talks from the Chayodim. Ken Chayodim, mien b'masim masa soiv shemitapkim abatim v'tochin nikol abayis petiachu v'glanz. Hakshoisim roishim b'glanz. Magam lechatchila bin. So what he brings over here, the Mishnah says as follows: what would be the halacha if you put four bashes in four compartments, and then you stick them and glue them so much, and then you cover them over with a beautiful layer of black dye, would it fill in because yes or no? No, based on what we're saying, it's no. Now, what happens if the sofa afterwards says, oh, I've messed it up, I've forgotten you've got to have four visible compartments? What he takes now is a very sharp tool, and he makes a line over them, four lines now over them. Would that be okay or not? Yeah, no! Why not?
Has to be four compartments.
Yeah, it's got to be made up,
sir. Exactly, because it's got to be these four lines must be literally the separation of the compartments. So if I were now to be really clever, And I put lots of dye, and then it's not visible anymore. And then I take a sharp tool that I make approximately now the four lines of here like this. The tefillin we possibly call out this. Do we possibly fill in? Hey, what do you mean? There's a visible compartments, visible separations, da da da. So no, that's not good enough. You're fooling. You're faking. It's not the visible. How should we say this? It's not a visible separation of the compartments. What I've done is just made an indentation on top. Not good enough. And that's why you have to make sure to buy the tefillin of somebody who's honest. Because there's no way you can see that externally if that is really the separation of the compartments of the batim. Good picture there?
Yeah, very good.
Do you plan to pass around? You can see the four compartments, four batim. Yeah, so that's, so Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Chayodim, it's fine. Oh no, keep it, we'll manage this thing again. Okay. Rabbi says, Sif Mem Aleph, Oyech v'roicha v'batim v'goivom, ein loim shir. There is no real requirement about the shir of the tefillin. So it's gonna, normally we find tefillin, normally we know that mitzvahs must have a certain shir. A tefach, an amor, three tefachim. No, when it comes to tefillin, there's no shir. Any measurement is fine. The Mishnah Berurah says there is a general accepted. There's a general accepted custom. The goyim say there shouldn't be more two fingers. Should be less than two fingers on two fingers. So how much is two fingers generally? Two to three centimeters. Should be smaller than that. I've seen very small tefillin, but if it's smaller than that, two and a half centimeters, that would be a problem according to the goyim. So there should be a bit. That's the minimum shear according to the goyim. Again, Shulchan Aruch says any shear, any measurement is fine. The goyim say don't make it smaller than 202. What about the maximum size? Maximum, any maximum, or imagine the. Pardon? Yeah. So, similar to your chashash, but not precisely what you're saying, the Mishnah Berurah he reminds us of a potential problem with the financial rosh. Absolutely. Says the Bialocha, He says, I know in principle there's no shear, intrinsically there's no shear. But don't make them overly big. Through that, if they're overly big, if they're too big, if they're exceptionally big, you'll not be able to be medactic and careful to have them on the mokoim tzmicha sasaaras. You won't be able to place them on the hairline. You won't be able to put them on the hairline. They'll go below that. Ah, and he actually says your point. You're 100% right. If they're too big, the tefillin shall yad are too big. Again, you won't be able to be careful to have them on its right place either. So therefore, he says the maximum shape. Be careful not to have too big, and so there is quite a universal size nowadays. Although here again, some are bigger, some are smaller. But it says make sure not to have them too big because of the hairline issue in terms of financial rosh. Shulchan Aruch Seif Mem Beis Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha Moshe Misina Asher Sebo'er Abatim Shel Rosh Kemin Shin Boiletes. Can you show your shin? There's Halacha Moshe Misina that the shin should be boiletes, carved out, protrude out externally, and that is Halacha Moshe Misina. It is not additional dye. No, it's the hardest thing. It's exceptionally, exceptionally, exceptionally challenging. Yeah, so here it's not really chipped out. It's extremely challenging to do that. You've got to have the height of the spinning, and they say it requires exceptional skill and enormous amount of time. You need to emboss it from the inside. You need to push it out. You try to do that, and it should be a nice shin. Try to do that in a very small size. Only pure hand, it's got to be made out of hand. It's extremely, extremely hard. Imagine, you've got leather, you must make a shin, a precise shin, from inside, pushing it out. Try to do that. Kind of push it out.
You have a shin, like a mold, and then
you push it out. You can't have it in, you can't have it externally, it's got to come from the inside.
Debossed,
that's the word. So Mr. Berlin, I'm sure, would know how to do it. Yeah, but I think that it's a very, very hard skill to do it. I know it's very, very time consuming. So
before you put maybe components,
I don't know if there's a halacha when you do it, but misvora, you've got to do it after, or you do the shin afterwards. Because otherwise, you don't know where you're going to end up having it. Yeah, but if you make, I don't know, yeah, but I'm just thinking now, if you wanted to make the shin first, and then how do you know how it's going to end up? Because we're going to see soon this precise halachas where the shin is going to be in terms of the...
So shin shall tefillin, halacha moshe misina, shasim boi rabatim, shal rosh, kemin shin boiletes mikmote oir, from folds of skin, echad miyamina, one on the right side, ve'echad bismoyle, one on the left side, shalimin hameniach, from the right hand side of the one wearing it, shall go gimel roshim, shall have three heads. What does it mean, three heads? Three heads?
Three
tug. Yeah. Three, normal chin, what we call a normal chin. But shall smoil aminiach, and on the left side of the one wearing it, shall ab roshim, there'll be four. I don't know. I was thinking about it. I don't know what the reason for a four-headed chin is. I don't know. And it's obvious that there's some Kabbalistic reasons to it. I don't know. Do you know what it is?
Something about Mashiach?
I
understand the three of us and the four
Emahs. Okay, sounds very good. If it's the wrong way around, it does not me'akev b'dievet. Now, what about a left-handed person? Who is lefty over here? Lefty, what about left hand? Do you have the shin on the right side? Do you have it the same as this, or do you have to change it over? So Mishibu says, keep the same. Shalimin amaniach ein chilek b'zevin itelat da'acha. The bas yamin v'smol de almazinon. It doesn't make a different left-handed person, right-handed person. The four-headed shin is on the left. The three-headed shin, the regular shin, is on the right, and it doesn't matter what you personally, which side you had to fill in. What happens
if so we said if can I just if you have this on that side and that on that side, if you turn it around, it wouldn't be makir b'diavad. However, what happens if you do two regular shins on both sides, or you do two four-headed shin, one on this side, one on that side? Would that matter? Yes, of course. That would be makiv im diabet. Mishnah Mutziv Kun Kuf Tzadi Zahed says, "Im also b'shneitz oni rak shin shel shloish roshim or aber." Then of course it would be possible. What happens if you didn't put a shin on? If there's no shin at all, of course it's possible. Abba Yisrael, to summarize what we learned this evening, thank you very much to you, the Kagan, for allowing us to show. And so what we learned is that the tefillin must be black. Complete black. There must be indentation, which is really, really, genuinely the separation of the four batim. And there must be a charitz there, which goes all the way down till the base. We also spoke about a fact that the tefillin really, in principle, don't have a shear. Meaning is, from the geonim, to have etzbaim al tzbetzvaim at the very least, about 2.5 centimeters. And the maximum shear is more for practical terms. You've got to make sure it's in the right place, and therefore, if it's too big, you may be questionable if you're able to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Now, we also learned that in regards to the shin, you've got a shin which is, what was it, debossed. So from inside, pushed out, you've got to have one shin with a regular shin, another shin with four heads. Right and left side. If you do, if you differ in terms of having two regular shins or two non-regular shins, it will be possible. As well as if you don't have a shin at all, that tefillin will be possible as well. Good evening, gentlemen.